Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Well, thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. This is episode 90. It's Wednesday. It's March 20th. Sitting here in Geneva, and the weather is fantastic. We're at about 18 degrees Celsius, really, really beautiful day, and it's great to be with all of you again. Our wish of today is, may you never settle for less than you can be. May you never settle for less than you can be. Now, we have a key word here, and as we often do during these episodes, we talk about particular language. I think language is really important. The words that we choose to describe ourselves, to talk about ourselves, to talk about our situations, to talk about our goals, to talk about our relations with our goals. The words that we use are very, very important. Now, there's a word I'd like to take a look at, which is the word to settle. Settle, which means to accept or agree to something that one considers to be less than satisfactory. Okay? So what we're doing here is we're accepting, agreeing to, acceding to, acquiescing in, assenting to, or compromising on. That's what it means to settle. So we're kind of like accepting something that is not optimal. It may not be what we really want, or it may not be exactly what how we want it, but we feel, or should I say we think, that we can't do any better. If you look at the word settle from another point of view, even more dramatic, to settle is to sink slowly and to form a sediment. So we're sinking. The more we settle, I believe that we have to be as uncompromising as possible when we're going for those things that are most important to us. Now, when I say most important to us, that places an enormous amount of responsibility on us, on the individual, to be very clear about what it is that is so important to you. And that's going to require a little bit of introspection. But I really believe that rather than settle, we need to make the effort to make sure that before we settle, if we ever had to settle, that we've left no stone unturned, that you've left no stone unturned trying to live or be or have whatever it is that you've decided is super important for you. Now, how do you know if you are all that you can be? Well, let's start out with a very basic question. What is it that you want to be? I mentioned before that the onus is on you. The responsibility is on you to decide, what is it that I really want? What's important for me? You see, human potential is the innate ability of every person to live and perform in alignment with their highest self. Their highest self, whatever that is. What is your highest self? I don't know. I don't know what my highest self is. I know I haven't reached it, but I'm going to continue to work towards it, because by doing that, I live in harmony with two important terms, self-actualization and fulfillment. And the more that I work towards those things that are important for me, and I work towards reaching my highest self, something I will never do in my lifetime, but by continually working towards it, I am benefiting on a daily basis from self-actualization and fulfillment. You know, find out what's important to you and make an effort. Make a tremendous effort to become the best you can be at it. I can't think of a more important task that we should assign ourselves to on a daily basis, on a regular basis, than that. You see, The first step in doing it, though, is to identify and understand your values. In other words, what is important for you? Is it your community? Is it family? Is it being in good health? Is it being a great legal guide, being a doctor, making great bread and seeing people happy? I don't know what it is that's important for you. You need to figure that out. And then when you figure that out, then you want to activate those values because you want to make a clear picture. You want to create a clear picture. I'm not the most visual learner, but pictures have helped me enormously. And by activating our values, by saying, okay, when I am feeling or living this value, honesty, for example, what am I doing? Well, when I'm living my value of honesty, I am talking to myself and I am trying, or I am being crystal clear. I am speaking to myself clearly about what's important to me. And I am not accepting any types of rationalizations or excuses. That's not the best necessarily inner dialogue, but it's an example of activating a value. And the more you do that, not only will you get a clearer picture, but also the more you're going to do it, the more you're actually going to be doing those activities that link to your values. You see, so long as I'm breathing, I'm not done yet. And I think that we need to be consistently refining, understanding ourselves so that we can really at some point decide what is important for us. A lot of people go through their whole lives either not deciding what is their purpose, what is their role, what provides meaning to their lives. Either they don't decide on that, or knowing it, they ignore it for different reasons. And then what they've done is they have removed themselves from that path of self-actualization and fulfillment. And they may be very, very successful, but they are neither self-actualized nor fulfilled. So you got this empty shell happening. And I think we're just so much better than that. When I say we're so much better, I say it for you. I say it for the people I care about, that you're so much more than that. You can't go to the grave with the music inside you. You see, our job is expression. Our job is to express. I've often said that we are condemned to create and to express. That's in another context, but we are destined to create and to express. It's who we are. And our job is expression, but understanding whatever it is that we truly and sincerely wish to express. And there you have it. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you. May you never, never, ever, ever settle for less than you can be. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately you hold the key. Thanks for your time.